The Bible speaks. The wind. Did you know that there is a wind on Venus? Winds also blow on Neptune and Saturn at speeds of 1,800 km per hour or even 2,500 km per hour. On planet Earth, wind speeds of up to only 408 km per hour have been recorded, and there were extremely violent winds that were very destructive. But what is a wind? It is gaze. On a plant, it is hair that is moved by several different forces. In God's Word, the Bible, you can read how God has used the wind. Before the earth became what it is now, right at the beginning, we read, "The Spirit of God moved over the waters." So water must have covered the whole planet. And we also read, "The breath of God moved over the earth." God is a master of creation. He created the earth, all the planets, all the galaxies. He created the whole universe. Quite often, we humans forget this truth. God is all-powerful. God sent Moses to Pharaoh to get him to free the Hebrews, but Pharaoh refused. So God sent several plagues. He sent a wind that blew from the east, bringing hundreds of locusts to invade the country. And they destroyed all the grass in the fields, all the leaves and all the fruit on the trees. Pharaoh was afraid and agreed to let the people go. So God sent another wind from the west that blew the locusts into the sea where they drowned. But Pharaoh did not keep his word. It had been just fear, and he refused to let them go. God commanded Moses to bring all their disasters on Egypt until they were finally freed. You can read about it in the Bible in Exodus chapter 10, verses 12 to 21. So, you see, God is in charge of the wind. In the New Testament, the second part of the Bible, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, Jesus' friends were with him in a small boat crossing Lake Tiberias, also known as the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was tired and fell asleep. A strong wind started to blow, a powerful whirlwind. Huge waves started to fill the boat with water and shook it so violently that Jesus' friends shouted, "Master, Master, we are going to drown." Jesus woke up, stood up, and said to the wind and sea, "Be quiet." And the wind stopped. All went calm. Everyone was astonished and said to one another, "Who is this man that even the wind and sea obey him?" It's true, God commands the wind. He is the all-powerful creator. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he made a promise to his friends, his disciples, "You will receive power, the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses to the whole world." A few days later, on the day of Pentecost, a loud noise came from heaven, like the sound of a powerful wind. Flames appeared and rested on the head of each person there with the apostles. Acts 2, verses 1 to 11. Everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit and started to speak in other languages, according to what the Holy Spirit gave them. People who had come from all over the world for the feast were surprised. They heard them speak of God's marvelous works. What better than the breath of God in our hearts? His life, His love, His joy, His peace, His patience, His kindness, His power are for you too.